Good evening. And this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour. And anytime I'm coming forward, it is always my prayer to hopefully inspire you, motivate you to dig deeper within yourself, to reach the heights of yourself, to stand in the integrity of your own authenticity. And for those of you who are my inner circle, the ones who make sure that I have what I need, I am so grateful and so thankful for you. Anytime I come to the airwaves, I am coming with a full heart to consciously exalt the intelligence of existence as that which is our commonality, that which is our mutual blessedness, that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is that which is all there has ever been, all that shall ever be. And we each are so gifted already because it breathes us, it beats our hearts. There is nowhere we can go where it is not. It is all pervasive, it fills all spaces. And we are in a now moment where we have the opportunity to consciously care to align ourselves with it in terms of our ability to respond correctly and directly to being under a world-conquering rampage, to make sure that we're divided and conquered within ourselves, within our families, within our communities, as a global population. We are in a now moment where we must have an understanding and an understanding that there is a right way to live that perpetuates all of that which is joy and happiness and delight and prosperity and wealth and our generational wealth, and that which allows us to become whole again, to be restored and realigned, reattuned, resurrected, salvaged and delivered from the ditches and valleys of degradation, from all of the sinfulness, the misalignment, the miseducation, the stupefaction, inebriation, intoxication, and all of that which has been violation upon us. We're in a now moment where if we care to truly live, then we must care to live in love. We must care to thrive in the light of the absolute and supreme intelligence, for there is nothing that we can do that gives us a greater good. There's nothing that we can work for, beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded that is greater than who and what we already are, but naked. There is no greater wealth and no greater richness than being fully aligned and fully attuned in the authenticity of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. And so it is my concern that those of you who are attuned to this frequency, particularly those who feel a way to be here consistently over time, that you are in your own personal moments with yourself, that we are in our own personal moments with ourselves, completely committed to the clearing of our emotional bodies, our spirit bodies, from all of the anger, the resentment, the devastation, and all of those things that we may be holding on to that are burdens upon our spirit. That we're in a now moment that we should care to get our hearts light as feathers, because we are literally on a daily basis preparing ourselves for destiny, or a tragic date with fate. And destiny is about leaving the planet. And as many of us, no matter how old we are, have already lived over half our lives, and it matters that we are properly centered, that we're properly oriented, that we are doing that which is ours to do to ensure the true success of the substance of ourselves. Because all of the things that we've worked for, all of the things that we took out loans and credit and all of that to have and to acquire, those things, when it comes time to leave, we will leave those things if they are still with us, because things come and go. But what we will take with us when we leave this planet is the substance of that which we've learned, the substance of our maturity, what we've applied ourselves to, how we enhance the true spirit of ourselves. We will take that growth, that unfoldment, that maturation, that self-realization, self-actualization, and whether or not we harmonize with the will of existence and the ways of existence in exalting that which is purpose in existence, we will take that with us. And that is what constitutes true success in this life. And those of us who are coming into maturity between 45 and on, it is our time to accept responsibility, duty, and obligation to be in leadership, leadership to our lost light by exemplifying that which is the light. Light is that which is the sovereign over all of the darkness and the chaos, all of the wickedness, the sinfulness, the misalignment, the misattunement. That is what is necessary in order for us to be a resurrected people, a liberated people, a people who have been successful in creating that which is victory and triumph over the world conquering rampage to have us divided within the very cells of our own being. And so I'm the one to remind us of how blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, with every step that we make, to be mindful that we dwell in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and we are these points of absolute and supreme intelligence, and it will be by virtue of our care to be in harmony with its will and in harmony with its laws, and to use those laws, the laws that govern us, the laws that ensure our success, the laws that allow us to be completely realigned and restored, revivified, so that we are truly doing that which is ours to do in tapping the gifts of our inheritance, our heritage, our DNA, and that which we have earned from previous lives until now. In order for us to truly mature, we have to really be successful consistently over time in exalting a full life's urge, in loving our lives, in realizing that there is that real I that truly sees, that absolute I, that cosmic I, and to understand that every being sees as an eye of God. And therefore, killing is the primary violation that undermines the substance and the quality of our living. And when we feed off of the flesh of that which has been killed, when we ignore the right of other beings to have the right to their lives, and we continue to support the violation, the annihilation, the subjugation, the usurpation, the devastation, the murder, the entrapment, the enslavement of these beings. And then we feed off of that frustration, their anguish, that angst, the etheric energy of those animals and their pain. Then we are undermining ourselves and ourselves, and there is no way, no matter how much church you have and how much salat you do and how many affirmations and whatever you are doing, as long as your blood bears the violation of violated beings, you are not able to truly walk in the fullness of your own authenticity and your authority as this point of that absolute and supreme intelligence, because your blood is defiled. And we have to really make that connection, because for all of those ones, particularly those of us who came up under the teachings of Christianity, that our creating the bloodstream or the blood of Christ, a bloodstream that bears no violation, a bloodstream that has no inebriants, no intoxicants, no artificial colors, artificial flavors, all of these chemicals and nitrates and preservatives and pesticides and all of that, so that most of us grew up being poisoned with the Oscar Mayer wieners and the hamburgers and the hot dogs and the sausages and the hogshead cheese and the chitlins and the pork chops and the macaroni and cheese and all of these things that created so much mucus and so much acidity that after 40, 50 years, There's cancer, there's heart disease, there's lupus, there's dementia, there's all manners of things. And I am the one to remind you that you are this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and that which they refer to as food is literally the tools of oppression to create cellular oppression. And so therefore, in order for us to walk as a liberated people, we have to liberate ourselves from the toxins, from the poisons, from all of that which we have infused upon them consciously or unconsciously. Because we cannot afford to be in violation of the primary laws of existence. We cannot afford to buy into a system of degradation and deprivation and oppression and starvation and all of that. We are in a place and space where we are always under obligation, duty, and cosmic trust to exalt a full life's urge to walk in the integrity of who we are as men, the progenitor of lineages, and womb men, the perpetuator of lineages. And as we mature, we should be clearer and cleaner vehicles and vessels of the intelligence of existence and its absolute light, love, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, creativity, integrity, high ethic and morality. And this is the way in which we have leverage over a world conquering system to put us in violation, because it has sown us in vice, that which allows us to be blocked and obstructed from our direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and our souls. And so in this now moment, those of us who really care to be whole, to be clear, to be cleansed, to be purified, to be healed, then we have to know how to accomplish it. And we will never be able to be whole when we run over here and use the pharmaceuticals and the medications and go to the doctors and have all of these tests done just to come to a point and place where you leave them and you go back to feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, all of the devitalized, degerminated processed flour and wheat and oats and all of this mucus producing stuff. There is no way that we can heal if we will not go to Mother Earth, Mother Nature, the intelligence of existence itself, and that which comes deep from within the earth, the clays and the herbs, and truly facilitate the clearing, the cleansing, the opening up of the elimination of all of the toxins, the chemicals, the pesticides, and all of the worms and organisms and stuff that are held deeply embedded in all of the layers of mucus from all of the pancakes, the waffles, the bread, the sub sandwiches, and all of the biscuits and all of those things that we've grown up eating, thinking that we were eating well. And it is that which is creating all of the sickness and all of the hell. We're in a now moment where it is our time to exalt a full life's urge and to understand that there is only one purpose in existence, and that is to consciously participate as a living, loving, intelligent, potent point of its presence directly to exalt a full life's urge to be in a place where you are consciously doing that which facilitates your self-actualization, self-realization, and harmonization with the will of existence, the intelligences of existence, and your direct line of light with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and your soul. And as we liberate ourselves at the cellular level, as we take conscious responsibility to do that which is truly in our own best interest in creating the cellular liberation that allows us to walk in the integrity of who we are as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, then we find our way to creating that which we have a desire to see and to be in the world. There is absolute law that governs us. And when we learn how to work harmoniously with those laws, then we don't have to slave. You understand? Slavery is not that which we are here to do. And to be enslaved to anything, our own appetites, desires, passions, and palates, is what we have to come to a point where we will no longer participate with it. And by getting clear within yourself as to what you really want for the rest of your life, because nobody can do for you what you will not do for yourself. And as many of our family members and community in the world that we see who rejoice in their right to be wrong, to be misaligned, to be sin-filled, to be loving, killing themselves, that is not the path of light. That is not the path that leads to eternal life. That is not the path that we should be laying foundation for our children and our grandchildren. We must come to that place and space where we care to be rightly aligned and attuned to that which is in the best interest of the whole of us as a global populace. And as a global populace, it's more than just people here. We've got billions of creatures that are being destroyed on an annual basis to the detriment of everybody. And in order for us to really take full advantage of that which is available to us as the beneficiaries of all of those gifts and skills and abilities and labor and light and intellectual properties and all of that which we have inherited and that which we have access to, in order for us to do what needs to be done, we must be in a place where we care to be absolved of our sinfulness, to realize that we have the right to be corrected and realigned in the light of the truth of ourselves, and that we will never have a greater thing than who and what we already are but naked. So to throw ourselves away for polished wood, metal, and stone, fame, fortune, and the applause of masses of dying people is really folly. And where we care to be obedient to those laws that govern us, where we are truly reverencing, appreciating, filled overflowingly with gratitude and love for life itself and for the intelligence that animates every atom and every cell of our being, and to understand that that intelligence is greater than anything that man can create. But if you do not activate the truth of yourself is this point of that absolute and supreme intelligence, then the accumulation and the contraindication of all of those chemicals, all of those nitrates, those pesticides, those tobacco residues, the THC from all the marijuana and all of the alcohol that you drank and all the getting high that you did, that those things are still with you, deeply embedded in your tissues, crystallizing in your glands, in your organs and whatnot, creating the cancers and the Parkinson's and the dementia. And that's why, as we're maturing, we should care. Because we were taught to be careless in our adulteration, being young adults, young adulterated ones, where we felt invincible. We felt like we could just do any goddamn going thing and it was okay. We could, you know, party hardy and, you know, be out all night and high all night and screwing this one and that one. I mean, the whole point of being out of order is so that we are not connected to our line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, and our souls. And as long as we are out of alignment, as long as we are in vice, as long as we are out of order, as long as we are creating an internal environment of filth and degradation, then we have no grace and protection from the forces of the Luciferians, the governments, and the forces of Satan, the wolves in sheep's clothing that have the intent to lead you astray, to put you in a place and space where you are beholding unto them, where you are misaligned in your affections and your attention and whatnot, that you are not paying attention to the intelligence that beats your heart or that breathes you and you think more of the mechanical functioning and operation of your automobiles than you do your body temple. That's a trick. And now we must come to that place and space to understand that those who have taken responsibility to misalign, to miseducate, to mislead, to misinform the populace of masses of people, those who have set themselves up as if they are the authority of existence, then we must realize that these are not the ones that we need to follow. And if you do not have the care to really realign yourself through the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, and to be renewed in your mind through the renewing of your blood, then you have to be very appreciative for the light wherever it shows up to encourage you, to inspire you, to support you in doing that which allows you to walk in the fullness of yourself and to be in a place where you are guided to your direct line of light. The intelligence of existence does not need books to communicate with us. And no matter how many times we read and reread all of the holy scriptures and Bibles and books and whatnot, where you don't have sense enough to cleanse yourself, then you are missing a major aspect of your life because you are not doing that which is necessary to be in a direct line of light with your soul. We were not told to love the book with all our body, heart, mind, and soul. We were not told to love the religions with our whole bodies, hearts, minds, and minds. We were told to love God, to love our mother, father, creator, God, the Lord, which is the law, that which breathes us and that which beats our hearts. But no, people say, oh, well, you know, I can't give up my meat. Nobody told you to love the flesh of a dead animal more than you love the laws that govern your own being. That you love the alcohol and being drunk and inebriated more than you love the clarity of mind that comes with sobriety. Nobody told you to love dissipating and spewing yourself, wasting your brain cells and fluids, being promiscuous and doing all of this more than you love the opportunity that you have to walk in the integrity of who you are as a son of God. And so we have to reevaluate what it is we're living for and what really matters to you. Because on one hand, we want to complain about the system of things. We want to complain about how mistreated we are and how these ones don't have respect for us and how this is going on and whatnot. But when you love defiling yourself, when you will not accept correction, when you prefer to be out of alignment with the truth, when you don't want to be obedient and in obeyance with the laws that govern you, when you prefer to be a slave to your appetites, your genitals, and your palate more than you care to be in obeyance and disciplined unto the laws that govern you, then you are going to create some tragic date with fate and experience some degree of hellaciousness or suffering or pain or disdain and have a tragic date with fate. But it's all because of what you are reaching for or what you will not reach for. And you will not be able to blame Willie Lynch or enslavement, entrapment, or any of these other things, because you are this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence. Your heart is beating, you are breathing, and there is no excuse that you will be able to give as to why you did not honor yourself and your gift of life and breath and heartbeat and intelligence. No matter what your circumstances and situations were, whether you were born with the platinum spoon, the gold spoon, the silver spoon, the nickel spoon, the tin spoon, the copper spoon, the wood spoon, the plastic spoon, you didn't have a spoon. You had a mouth to lift your voice up unto your creator. And whether you were born in affluence and opulence and richness and wealthness, oh, absolute and supreme intelligence, I am so thankful and so grateful for the blessedness of my being and my circumstances. May I be in service unto you, allow the wealth that I have been given to allow me to enrich in the lives of other ones, or whether you came up in squalor and impoverishment or whatever, you could still have a mouth to say, oh, absolute and supreme intelligence, I thank you for the essence of myself. So though I have very little things, I still have a direct connection with you, and I commit my whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul unto you. So that your light, your love, your wisdom, your truth shines forward through me, and I am an enrichment upon this earth. I am walking in the light of the truth of the all that I am as this point of view. Regardless of situation and circumstances, you are still under full authority and obligation to commit yourself to that which is committed to you with each and every breath and every beat of your heart. And this is the foundation of where wisdom starts. And if you don't have that much sense, you need to get it right away. Because you will never have anything greater, and there's nothing upon this planet. There's nothing in the realm of worldliness and society and religion and all of these things that can give you greater than what you already are and who you already are. And the dynamic potentiality of what it is to unfold consciously and carefully and mindfully and reverently and respectfully and dutifully and ritualistically committed to being whole as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. And where you have children and you poisoned your children all of the time that they were growing up, now is your time to do damage control by taking responsibility and being aggressive about clearing, cleansing yourself so that your children are able to see the difference in you. That as you're maturing, you're literally getting younger. As you're maturing, you're becoming more dynamic. As you're maturing, you are still self-unfolding. As you are maturing, you are immersed in the infinity of possibilities, and there is nothing that you cannot do, and all of your talents, skills, and abilities are being cultivated, tapped, and refined to meet the requisites for the now moment in which you're living, so that you are truly able to respond correctly and directly in any now moment. On behalf of the legacy of the lineages that we represent, the infinitude of those whose names we will never be able to call, those who had a hands-on influence in our lives, those who guided us and disciplined us and fed us and loved us and supported our growth and maturity. On behalf of all of the hands that held us and the hearts that opened up to us and the lips that kissed us and those who loved us, those who served us, those who we've served, we are so absolutely blessed with all of the ones who have contributed to our wealth, to our growth, to that which is the substance of ourselves. And to know that whatever the need is in this now moment, you can have the fullness of what is required. But you cannot throw yourself away and get anything greater than you. It is as a result of your investing in yourself, it's a result of your applying yourself consistently, persistently, diligently, lovingly, reverently, respectfully, honorably, integritously, in committing every atom and every cell of your being to being all that you are, as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme presence. Absolute and supreme intelligence. And to know that this is your time, this is your life. There is no better time than now. If it is not you, then who? If it's not now, then when? So embrace the moment. Rejoice in the now. Own it. And be triumphant and victorious. in reestablishing, realigning, reattuning, being restored, and walking in the integrity of your own authenticity as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuning via your phone apps, thank you for using the technology towards your greater good. For those of you who try to make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour, and any time that I may have opportunity to come to the airwaves, I am so thankful and so prayerful that you are always receiving more inspiration, insight, motivation, determination to be ever more disciplined in the truths of that which is law and the discipleship that is required in order for us to truly become a restored people. The meeting of the inner circle is intended to be inspirational, motivational, intended to give us more of the support that we require in order to see ourselves as part of the answers and solutions to that which is needed in our now moment. I am always speaking to the issues of our liberation, our resurrection, our prerequisites for being qualified for continuance in existence, our liberation directly, and really exalting the intelligence of existence, that which beats our heart and that which breathes us, that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and that which is already victorious and triumphant, and all we have to do is realign ourselves with it, to be in a place and space where we are acknowledging it, dwelling consciously in its presence and as points of its presence, and coming to that point and place where we are intensely intentional in being in a complete line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and our souls, to be completely committed to fulfillment of absolute law. And absolute love is the reality of our lives. See, we get what we ask for. The laws are working all the time. The issue is, are you taking responsibility to do the inner work of consecrating your body temple through the process of purification so that every atom and every cell of your being is being completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, so that you are benefiting from that work and able to walk in the integrity of your own authenticity as this point of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is, which makes us already immortal. And this is not the thought that you're getting everywhere. And there are those who think that they're applying themselves to that which is liberating. But being free to be lawless is not liberation. Being free to be in a place where you do whatever the hell you want to do, when you want to do it, the way you want to do it, with whom you want to do it, is not liberation. To be in a place where you are reacting to that which is the disorder of the day is not liberation directly. Liberation is that which we naturally come to when we are consciously applying ourselves towards being in the integrity of who we are by aligning ourselves in obedience and obeyance unto absolute law. Liberation is that state and the condition that we would come to when the intelligence of our being has been completely freed to function as intelligence does, always in its own best interests, always in the best interests of the whole, always exalting a full life's urge, and always being able to respond correctly and directly in any now moment towards the greater good. This now moment in which we are living requires us to man up and woman up so that we really understand the estate of being that manhood is and the estate of being that womanhood is, in understanding that our alignment in the laws of life, our being disciplined as disciples of truth and bearers of light, our consciously caring to be able to respond correctly and directly to being under siege matters, because our education has not properly prepared us, not properly oriented us towards fulfillment of purpose in being. Our religious training has not properly prepared us for being able to function in alignment with the will of existence and the ways of existence, and having an inner standing, understanding, and a resolute standing with the laws that govern us, so that we are in grace and protection, and that there are no weapons formed against us that shall have precedent on our lives. And what is happening now is that it is evident that as many ones as we have in the churches, going to church, reading the Bible backward and forward, and Bible study, and all of these things, that because we are drowning in this sea of sickness, illness, and disease through diabetes and high blood pressure and sarcoidosis and lupus and cancers and all of this thing, is the evidence that you either have not understood, we have not been properly taught, we have been misled, we have been misguided. Those who have taken responsibility for being able to give you a proper orientation in this life have misled you directly. And now is our time to realize that you cannot trust those who have not applied themselves towards knowing for guidance. See, being in a place where you believe a thing and you have faith in that which you have not seen, but you continue to be in violation of the primary law of existence, you continue to feed off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows, and to drink and alcoholic beverages and smoke and bastardize and usurp your lungs and whatnot, to always be looking for another high, always be looking for another womb to crawl back into and another breast to suckle. You understand, we need to man up and woman up and understand that we are not here to indulge ourselves in sensual gratification and think that the more we indulge ourselves, the more man we are, the more woman we are. It is not true. That the greater alignment we are in that which is discipline, that which is right, that which is light, is giving us the greater opportunity to stand in the integrity of who we are as the children of that which we refer to as God, that allows us to be completely harmonized in the will of existence, exalting the laws of existence, and being in a place where we have leverage over the agendas to divide and conquer us, that we are not participating, not complicit, not complacent with our own annihilation by facilitating and participating in our cellular oppression, because we have not been mentally strong enough to govern and master ourselves and our appetites. And to know that real manhood and womanhood is about disciplining ourselves and our appetites, so that we have an appetite for life itself and not for death. We have appetites for light and wisdom and truth, and that which edifies us, and that which allows us to be completely cleared and purified and consecrated towards the glory of life itself. We cannot live and be whole and facilitate the healing when we don't have a desire to be corrected after having been wrong for so long. This now moment in which we're living is so auspicious. It is so filled with an infinity of possibilities. It is really the greatness of this moment where we are a global humanity that has the opportunity to rise completely up. And those of us who live on this North American continent, those of us who are able to travel all over the world, those of us who have education and we have access and we have money and we are tapped in to all of the mediums that we have to be in contact all over the world, that we can do the work that needs to be done that has not been done up to this point. And it is the inner work of consecrating our body temples, of being in a place where we understand that the intelligence of existence, that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, has already proven itself unto us with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. And there is nothing that man has made, there is nothing that man has created, there is nothing that men are doing that is greater than that which we are already oriented or should be in a place where we have the opportunity to fulfill purpose in being. These people did not create us. They did not design us. They have not really figured out what the hell this is even about for us to be following those ones who create sickness, illness, disease, and despair everywhere that they go. And then you want to turn around, you want to complain, and then you want to be just like them? No, really? We are under a world-conquering rampage to have us divided and conquered through religion. That we feel as though being under the God, the spell of the gods, is our salvation. The God spells have not properly provided us that which is light sufficient enough to walk in the integrity of our own authenticity as conscious immortals. The religions and the churches have failed. The educational systems have not provided us with the tools to self-unfold, self-actualize, and self-realize. They have dumbed us down and have us in a position where we have no proper orientation towards being purpose as beings, understanding duty, obligation, and responsibility to know the duty that we have as men, the progenitor of lineages, or wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, and that which we were destined to do in terms of becoming men and women, that we have not been given any quality of nutriment, nourishment, support, cultivation, love, or proper guidance in terms of knowing how to be real men and women, knowing how to be in relationship and rapport, understanding what marriage is and what the integrity and the potentiality and power that there is in being harmonious in households. Why? Because we are under a world conquering rampage that is to divide and conquer us. It is not in the best interest, so ones would think, for us to be happily married and bring forth children that are consciously cared for, loved, wanted, and provided for. And the examples that they have in seeing their mothers and fathers and aunties and uncles and grandmothers and grandfathers in a place and space where they are loving themselves, each other, and the intelligence that beats their heart. We are here to develop and to consciously work towards the exaltation and the progression of our lineages, which is where our generational wealth really is. It's already in us. And it requires a conscious effort and a conscious intention to unfold, to self-actualize, self-realize, and stand in the integrity of that which we already are as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And to know that we cannot follow those who have no love, those who have no light, those who have no wisdom, and those who have no application to truth, nor do they consciously care to exalt a full life's urge and work towards the harmony and the peace between all nations and races and governments of people. We were given intelligence so that we could create the degree of cooperation, because every race and hue of people have their light, that allows them to give their gifts. And all of us here, each hue of us has that which makes us whole. And so the kingdoms and queendoms of light are not going to be all white, nor are they going to be all black in terms of the hue of people. The kingdoms and queendoms of light will be represented by all hues of people who have a reverence and a regard for the integrity of existence and the wholeness of existence, in no longer supporting the violation, the annihilation, the subjugation, the domination, the usurpation, the castration and violation of these beings, these creatures, and then feed off their body parts, their body fluids, their progeny. And then think that because you are generating paper currency and investing in stocks and bonds and more paper and all of that, that you are the masters of the game when you are failing in the purposes of existence. In order for us to be a restored people, we must rediscover our lost light. There is no amount of study of the historical past events of anybody that is sufficient for raising us forward up out of the ditches and valleys of degradation. And that's why you have so many ones who were on the front line of whatever movements. They ended up dying of cancer. They ended up dying penniless. They ended up not really having come to those degrees of clarity about what really needs to happen, because they themselves did not do what needed to be done in terms of their own clearing, cleansing, purification, renewal, rebirth, and attunement with the laws of existence, and consciously caring to be in a full line of light with their own angels, guides, guardians, ancients, and their souls. When you have governments and religious institutions and those who have been certified and degreed to disorient and misorient masses of people, when you are in a place and space where you understand that we have world economy that is supposedly thriving off of killing, murdering, warring, starving, and whatnot, then you have a people who are being removed from the planet through the doors of death. And that is not the progression of us. That is as a result of being out of alignment with the purposes of existence. A people who have lost their inherent purpose in existence are a people who have literally lost everything, because they have lost their connection to their eternal lives. And when you are thrust into the spirit worlds, after decades of killing yourself, then there is no telling how long you will be dead or where you may arrive in the spirit worlds, the unseen worlds, how low you may dwell and how long you may dwell in the lower heavens and hells of this earth. And you've been taught to be glib about dying, having to die from something, so therefore you might as well be killing yourself. This is a trick. And so we have to do that which is ours to do in consciously caring to raise completely up, in consciously applying ourselves to that which is law, that which is love, that which is wisdom, that which is truth, that which allows us to be cleared and cleansed from the stains upon our spiritual garments as a result of our transgressions and our violations, to come to a point and place where we are forgiving and forgiven, and we are in that space where we are consecrated ourselves through consistent prayer and praise and persistence in diligently applying ourselves towards the cellular clearing, cleansing, purification, so that we are truly renewed and rebirthed, and we are creating a bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants, nothing that usurps our life force. Are we participating with? And therefore, the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death, your carbonated beverage companies, your alcohol companies, your cigar and cigarettes and Tipperillos and Black & Miles and all of the alcohol and sugar and the candy and all of these devitalized, bleached, degerminated white flour products and sugar and all of this garbage that is creating all of the diabetes and the sickness and the obesity, these companies and you all who work for them will have to be reoriented towards right livelihood and to understand that if you can generate an income off of perpetuating sickness, illness, disease, and death, then know that you have all opportunity to truly prosper when you are realigned with duty, obligation, and responsibility as men and women, the progenitor and the perpetuators of beings, of lineages, in understanding that you cannot be authorized by anything or anybody at any time to be generating a livelihood creating sickness, illness, disease, and death. There is no prosperity in it. And the longer you work for these companies, then the more sickness, illness, and disease that you're creating within your own cells and your own tissues. And so it is not necessary that you abruptly quit your jobs. It is necessary that you come to a point and place where you are intensely intentional in realigning yourself with the purposes of existence and that you will invest in yourself with doing that which is going to provide you with the cellular cleansing and renewal, rebirth, creating that new blood that gives you a new mind and a greater thought so that you are coming into that place and space that is aligning you with a gloriously rising destiny. We get what we ask for. You ask for these jobs, you can ask for something more. You can ask to be fulfilling purpose and duty and obligation and responsibility and being. You could ask to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified and renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized so that you are an honor and you glorify the legacy of the lineages that you represent. You can ask to be completely whole. You can ask to be completely healed. You can commit and consecrate every atom and every cell of your being to walking in the light of absolute and supreme intelligence so that your life is well lived and there is nothing that you are not able to accomplish when you are rightly aligned with that which is God. And knowing that there is no amount of money, there are no ones who can give you enough zeros behind any number that will absolve you of your duty, obligation, and responsibility to be purposefully and rightly aligned with the purposes of existence itself. And that those of us who are in maturity should be in a place and space where we have light enough, wisdom enough, care enough, courage enough, insight enough to create a new curriculum that facilitates our liberation. So you could turn on YouTube and turn on Facebook and all of this and see all of these women bouncing their behinds all up and down this way and that way. But can they articulate a curriculum of liberation on behalf of the generations that they represent? We can sing and dance and entertain and whatnot, but are you able to respond correctly and directly to being under siege? And are you woman and are you man enough to stand up and raise up and no longer be complicit and complacent with your own annihilation and making yourself sick every day by feeding off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and all of this garbage? And then complain about your pain and your suffering, your aches, the medications that these people want to put you on. These people do not know how to facilitate your wholeness and your healing. And there is no organization, there is nothing that you can do that is that which really needs to be done, where you will not do you in terms of clearing, cleansing, purifying, and being completely immersed in an absolute, overwhelming, obsessive desire to step completely off the path of death and adulteration onto the path of life. For all of the degrees that we have, we do not have the 360 degrees of inner standing, understanding, and the ability to stand resolutely with that which allows us to stand absolutely, so that we cannot be warred against, we cannot be disadvantaged. See, when the totality of all there is intelligence itself, and you are properly aligned with it, then nothing can work against you. But as long as you are your own worst enemy, as long as you continue to participate with your own cellular oppression, as long as you prefer to be inebriated, intoxicated, and are complicit with being stupefied, anesthetized, inebriated, and whatnot, then there is no grace and protection you could possibly have or give to your family. And this is what we see in terms of the detriment that men have become to women and children. Because they're no longer men, they're beasts. Because real men understand duty and obligation to provide and protect. Real men apply themselves to being in light so that they are honored and honorable. They are trustworthy, that they do not rape and violate and molest and abuse and misuse their daughters, their sisters, other men's daughters and sisters, and to understand that it is the violation or the misalignment of manhood that is the primary issue, that is a plague and a disease in this world. And that we, as women, have to come to a point in place where we will no longer bend over backwards, open up this way, open up that way, to be receiving and dealing with these brothers who are toxic, out of alignment, out of order, and prefer to be inebriated, anesthetized, intoxicated, and all of that. These are not the ones that we need to be intimately involved with, and we need to cleanse ourselves spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, vaginally, from our dealings with that degree of toxicity. We are in a now moment that requires us to be real about what our issues are, and to take full responsibility to be able to respond correctly in our now moment, to doing that which is ours to do, in realigning ourselves with the intelligence of existence, the purposes of existence, the laws of existence, so that we are living in the fullness of our own authenticity under the authority of the Absolute. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection.